A&B Harbor was first built in 1956, and though it's been renovated over the years, it's showing its age.
And we've got timber elements that are rotting. You know, we go to replace deck boards, and there's nothing to nail the new deck boards to, because everything's just mush, and we're losing flotation. You can look at finger floats that are near sinking.
That's city engineer Dan Taddock, who can point to a laundry list of problems. There's grass growing out of the wood decking, the ramps are slippery and ice over in the winter, and the floats are slowly sinking into the water. So this winter, Sitka will completely replace A&B Harbor. Plans call for larger slips and wider entrances to accommodate today's longer and wider boats. It will have galvanized steel pilings instead of creosote-soaked wood. The new floats will sit higher up out of the water, and a new gangway will be longer, better lit, and handicap accessible. The contractor will also excavate rocks that currently obstruct parts of the harbor. This is Deputy Harbor Master Chuck Hackett.
You're not just getting a harbor, you're getting also, you know, a new, in a sense, a new facility downtown, which is going to be beautiful.
The full project is expected to cost $7.7 million. The city won a grant from the state which will cover half of construction costs, up to $4.25 million. Hackett says the investment is more than worth it.
Sitka's the largest small boat harbor system on the West Coast, and we just have a huge fishing fleet, and, you know, they bring a lot of money to town. We've got to take care of them, and that's what holds Sitka together. That's the glue, is the fishing industry, and if we don't look to take care of them now, you know, in the docks, we'll never have anything in the future.
Construction is scheduled to start in early November, and contractors will have until mid-March to complete the project. The city wants the new harbor ready in time for the spring herring run. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.